We talking about dating and dating the right way.
Welcome to the brown.
Welcome back.
Brown.
Welcome
back.
To the table brown talk. Table talk.
What is the right way? I don't. So obviously, like, you know, there's a godly way to date. But I think you just kind of learn that as you go. As you mature, for one, as you go through different types of relationships, you see what you're going to settle for, what you're not going to settle for.
Yeah.
You know, what boundaries need to be put in place. Like, right, stuff yeah. like that. Just a healthy right. relationship, period.
Yeah.
So, you ever had one?
No, I have not.
Mm-hmm. A out of my healthy one, or just any out of my kind of by dating.
I mean, healthy, obviously, but also God-centered, like.
That's part.
So that's big. That's key for me.
True.
Yeah. I think, first of all, I believe a lot of times we get into a relationship, it's not God-centered, obviously. Yeah. It's about the flesh at that moment, you know. So
somebody to ease your loneliness. Excuse me, real quick. I am I am agreeing with you because shoot,
he said most times.
Get bro, out yet.
He said most time. He didn't say you.
No, I'm half. But oh. I'll say big concussion should I believe but times are out of my godsend, of course.
Yeah, for sure. I think I agree with you in that case. I do think that when we I feel like when we talk about relationships, who is it benefiting?
Each other, correct?
Or is it supposed to benefit? Or it's basically it's God the focus. That's the point. Because right. sometimes we come into a relationship just trying to worry about us or the other person. You try to satisfy each other, but if God is not in the center, then you're not satisfying God, which He's supposed to be the center.
Well, that please Destin.
Okay.
And to hold a better understanding.
Okay. We in the relationship we there to please God.
Correct. And shoot, so we on my hands to please each other.
Good love is not having sex outside of marriage. So if y'all having sex outside of marriage, that's not pleasing God, right?
Right, but
okay, hold on, we'll continue. But also, there's supposed to be fruit in this relationship. Mm. So who is seeing this relationship and actually benefiting off of it and getting closer to God in it?
So basically, everybody's dating.
I think you're in the wrong way.
It's about you making sure that this is God's will and that what you're doing is giving glory to God in all things. It's not about other people benefiting, but also if y'all are doing God's will, other people will be blessed by your relationship.
Yeah,
so that's what he's saying. It's not about you pleasing other people. It's about you pleasing God, and y'all please each other, and other people will be blessed by that.
Right. Okay. Yeah, thank you.
That's
thank
what
you're
trying to say.
Right. Thank you.
It sounds. He just wanted to be argumentative. That's what.
No. At first, I'm not hard on my stand at him. Because it came off wrong at first.
Can I ask you a question?
And
listen.
It came off wrong for me at first.
Do you believe that you and your partner are pleasing God?
I think so.
That's good.
That's good.
Good and bad. Because shoot, so
okay.
We aren't perfect.
I mean, so. I ain't disagreeing with you.
Shoot, so. We're hey on a mile, may on a mile, and send up by shoot. But shoot. See, bruh.
What do you say?
We may sin,
but. But shoot.
That's real talk. I love it. Go ahead.
We are right. Still, striving, guy, each on my day,
yeah,
day to hold on my get better.
How does she add to you spiritually?
That's a good question.
Me, I'm in well, love with that. Wait, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh no, 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 no!
I didn't want to make it personal.
Oh no, 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 no! You're all good.
No, one thing I'll say though. I applaud your honesty. And actually, you the veteran at this table. You the only person that's been in a relationship for years. So you the veteran. So I applaud you.
We all.
He's a veteran in this
thing. We're not going to bring it up, but
yeah. All right. Okay, gotcha.
We're going to
bring it up. We all what?
Well, no, continue.
No.
What you going to say?
Continue.
All right, you got my carry on.
I got the next one after this.
Wait, you did that shit.
No, so yeah, stop going. Okay. My bad, Talia. All
right. So, my thing is, worldly. Leader, that's what I'll say.
Okay. That's actually, that could be a good thing because it's good to have somebody. The good thing about having a partner is they do challenge you to look at things differently than your normal way of looking at it. Because back when I did have a partner, it showed me many different ways than my own way of thinking. And it brought in your horizons to have a partner that thinks outside the box in the way you do.
Exactly.
So that's right. We all love to have somebody in common, but also it's good to have somebody that's a little different too.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right.
So,
I agree.
So right. You're speaking some jewels now. You're talking that talk,
man. I agree with you, bro.
Yeah. Read between the lines. You'll hear some wisdom.
You want to say something, Tyke, or you have a question? Or y'all willing to wait?
Go ahead.
It's not related to this conversation.
We transitioning.
Okay, let's transition. Let's go.
And I'll bring it back. Don't worry.
Well, you want to go first?
No, yeah.
Go ahead.
Come on, podcast.
Like Angela Yee.
She back here smacking.
Angela Yee.
Go ahead, smacking all in the mic. Go ahead.
What did you least expect this year, and what did you
expect
this year?
Wait, me?
That's
not the issue. It's for everybody. It's in general.
What did you least expect this year? You said, what did you least expect this year?
What did you least expect this year, and what did you expect this year?
I don't know, necessarily on my me on my leave if it on my on my job, but this year after on my I'll say about 6 how many years?
Yeah, that's not
true. And basically, they want to have the wanted start over. But I was like, nope, it's time to move on.
Time to move.
And honestly, at first, it was kind of stressful at first, but then I realized greater drama is coming.
That's Bay Churchy.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's greater. The greater is coming for sure. How about you?
Yeah. Come back to me. I gotta think about that.
Nelly? Come back to me. Tyker, I'm not even going to. How about you, Tyker?
I would say what I least expect this year is my relationship with God. It sounded terrible. Parts sound terrible. No,
that's good. It's true.
But I did not expect for my relationship with God to really develop the way it developed. And it's like, it's happening like quickly. And something I did expect.
Oh, I didn't do that.
That one's hard.
How am I did expect?
Mm-hmm. What did you expect? If you did anything. I mean, for me, I can say what I at least expect, and then we can go around again. Okay. What we did expect. I know. That's what it's giving. Yeah, it was crazy. But no, what I least expect was like a relationship with y'all two, to be honest with you. It was just came left field. I was just chilling at church one day, and then I met Lyanne and Anna Lee. It was just like, wow, like two genuine people, you know, that also want to serve God and see God. So it came left field because obviously, you know, you don't always find that genuine connection with people, you know, because people always doing what they want to do. But at the same time, that was really, really a blessing, I would say, in disguise in a sense. So, yeah. How about you?
What I least expected because I thought I was already at a pretty good level, but I know it's so much more to go, was the spiritual awakening. I see every day the fire just burn brighter and brighter, and I like Miss Sherry said, I really do want to get to know God more on another level, because just for myself to start off, and I know he has it for me to tell others. So before I can tell others, I got to know the word for myself. So just learning the word, digesting the word, eating the word, drinking the word, every way possible to get the word inside me. Pause. Every way possible.
You learn well.
Every way possible, man.
Actually, close to Jesus.
Right.
And so that's what I least expected. And thing I did expect, and it came to pass, you asked for it, the Lord shall give. Last month, not even about 30 days ago, I said, Lord, I want to push the start in the black car. And today I'm driving the black car that's supposed to start. So you asked to do that? Hey, but listen, though. I was not searching. For it to happen, my old car had to break down. So when you ask, things got to take place for it to take place.
That's a word.
Yeah.
That's a word. Respect that. What do you say you had something for? What you do this?
I expect. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm a mile. Changed to Hawaii, my comma, because honestly, I think God now I'm job, but changing my mama, family changing, girlfriend changing, everything around.
Hold on, what you mean?
Well, I know. Hold.
Yeah, we can't skip past that. What you mean?
Yeah, don't feel like you gotta say nothing. Don't let them get you in trouble with your lady.
Nothing. It's just that growing.
They get married next year.
Better.
Shoots her as an individual.
Her as an individual.
Us. They're
a unit.
Together.
Mm. Oh, okay.
They're
one with two, but together as one. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
To how I get there, growing because shoot, by this time my next
this time
year. Hey, I'm hearing how my
jingle bell or wedding bell?
Wedding bell.
Wedding bell. Okay.
Right.
Oh, hey, man.
I love this.
We're going to keep you in prayer with that, man.
Will I be your best man?
No.
Second, I got one, yes.
Oh, wow.
That's good enough for me.
Herbie.
Herbie?
Who, the car from the movie?
No, my lights and scam for friend.
Is that the one that came to
that's
no,
not.
That's not.
I never heard about him. I mean,
Is that the one with the dreads?
No.
With the long hair?
Nobody know him. He best man. Shout out to you. You the best man. You beat me. Shout out to you.
Least expected.
Lift it up and place it. Go ahead.
I'm going to shout out Destin.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's a bond that I did not expect. And we're, like, very, like, like-minded.
Glory,
and through him.
Very much so.
We were able to meet a bunch of great people. So, yeah. It was not expected. But glory to God.
Glory to God. Glory to
God. And what happened that you did expect? That's part two, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's an interesting question.
Yeah. That I did expect? I don't know.
What has God done for you? That was hard. This year?
It's still the year still going.
Yeah.
He's kept my family safe and protected throughout the year. And I've been having faith that he will, and he has came through. So, glory to God.
Glory to God.
Praise be Jehovah.
Ooh, I got another.
The thing that I least expected was to be, like, spoken to by God as much as I have. Like, I feel like he's really been speaking to me and, like, revealing things, and I feel like part of it is me because I was actually trying now, like, to actually gain a real relationship with God. Mm-hmm. So now I'm able to listen, and I'm able to actually hear what he's saying for the most part, because I still be confused. And then what I did expect, I'm not going to lie, low-key, I expected this, like, spiritual warfare class, because I've been having, like, a lot of, like, dreams and, like, thoughts of, like, just the young people, like, really praying, laying hands on people. And I think I told y'all when we went to TGIF that, like, I expect us laying hands on people
and, come on,
and things happening. So then when y'all mentioned the spiritual warfare class, I was like,
right,
hey, it's happening.
That's God right there,
I'm telling you. And the whole time she was talking, I was like, I saw us, like, you see, like, in war, like, you have people in the front.
Mm-hmm.
I saw us in the front, like,
wow,
like, everybody that was there, and I was like, okay, yeah, like, we're, it's gonna happen. So I expected, like, the class, and I expected, like, the spiritual warfare to be at, like, an all-time high, because it has been, like, things be happening every single day, every single hour, like, something's happening. So that's what I expected.
I want to change my answer.
Oh, wow. I need to go here. Let me go real
quick.
So what I least expected, I least expected a lot of things. Seemed like we going more on the spiritual side of stuff. No, it's fine. I mean, I didn't expect, for me, I don't, some of y'all know, whatever. You know, I was, went down to North Carolina, had an idea of what I wanted for myself. A lot of things got turned around, so I didn't expect me to be where I am now, like, financially, career-wise, even spiritually. I thought at one point, you know, I would be further along in my faith walk, but that's okay, you know, because there is grace. Let's see. But I expect God to continue to be faithful.
Amen.
Continue to be and just do what he's promised he was going to do. So regardless of how things turned out in my life, regardless of whatever delays I may have experienced, I expect to see that which God has promised to me. So,
Amen.
All right. You still want to change your answer, man?
Yeah, I want to change my answer. But the thing I least expected, the first answer was just me thinking quickly for, you know, we didn't have no awkward silence. But this is my real answer right here.
This guy, my real answer. I had to
say. No, the first answer was me, you know, just speaking. But as I sit back and have time to think, last week I was driving my sister home, and I was in the car playing worship. It's kind of like the DJ had, like the Kent Jones song we played about the worship while I ride. And my big sister, shout out to you, sister, I love you. I speak to the spiritual awakening that's happening in your life. Mm. We was in the car and you was crying and worshiping in the passenger seat, and that touched my heart. So I speak to the evangelist in you. I speak to the woman of God that you are. So if you, when you listen to this, just know that your little brother loves you, and I see what God has for you. I've been calling you evangelist for a long time. The boldness you have and the power you have, God gonna use that for him. So I love you for that. And that's what I least expected this year, because I've been praying for my family for so long to break through. And it started with me, and now it's going to you, and it's going to trickle on down to the whole family, because God does not desire for us to perish, but to be with him in paradise.
Come on.
So shout out, sister.
Come on,
I love you.
Come on, shifting.
I don't got to be on the battlefield alone, so I thank God for sending you, sister. I love you. Shout out to you, Kiara.
Aww.
God bless you. All right, carry on.
Come on, that's my answer. That's my answer.
fuck in my family, okay? I said freedom. Okay.
I expect deliverance.
Come on.
Yeah, true.
I expect freedom and you done started something, boy.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. He did shift his situation.
Lord, let me come
back. That is so true. Yeah, that is true.
But it's like, this is my thing.
Glory to God for
real. Yeah. Whenever y'all feel free to, y'all want to speak, go ahead. But me and Takira talk about all the time. Like, most of us here are the youngest in our family. Talia, you're the big sister.
You're the oldest.
But most of us here, Dustin the youngest, Takira the youngest, I'm the youngest, RJ the youngest. And it's funny how God called us, I would say, first out of our siblings. Mm-hmm. We the one that's called to be ministers and leaders. So it's funny how it starts with the youngest most of the time. But you know, as you're praying for your family, like, what things are you desiring for God to do for the ones closest to you in this season, or is it just time to come? If anything. I don't know what I'm trying to say. I don't know, it's just funny to me how God started most of the time with us in our group, with the youngest person.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So what else are you expecting God to do for your family, your friends, for those around you?
Mm-hmm. Well, technically I'm the only, but
okay.
Technically.
Oh.
You know.
Oh, I'll go.
I guess
good.
I am talking.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No,
you're
good.
Okay. You're good. I think honor and necessarily on my joy, and my happiness. These last few years have been just bad. For everybody, they at home, mom, dad, grandma, mom, sister, and basically, the storms over, now I'm praying, hope, strength, healing, and joy.
Whose phone? Oh, that's my phone.
There is a little intermission right now. Somebody phone going off. I ain't saying no names to Leia.
Somebody dog barking.
Somebody dog actually. All right, you can continue if you remember what you were saying.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That question was something.
What was the question?
I was going somewhere with that. And that question was not what I intended.
I thought you said what you expected for your family.
Yeah, that's what I asked. But I don't know what I'm trying to say. Like, it's just funny how God called all of us and we the youngest ones.
What do you expect God to do through you for your family?
Yeah, that's what I asked, but I'm going to be real. I really didn't have a question. I just made it a question. I was going to say how it's funny how God called most of us in our group. I mean, most of us is the youngest one. Like, 90% of us. Mm. That's my remark. I really have a question. I made it to a question so I can talk.
We are the generation
that had our called to Hawaii.
Well, I mean, I have a question. If y'all
curious, what you say? Come on, Scotty
Pippen. Jordan. I guess you could say, I want to know from everyone's perspective, why do we struggle with disobedience or obedience?
Mm. Come on, Pastor, give me your bag.
Give it to me.
I'll start first.
That's a good question,
because
I actually do. Go ahead.
Oh, because we're on my human. We struggle go each day, every day. Like on an nestling, I am up. No one of my that hum up. It sounds clean on my shay. To hoam my say, but shoot.
Yeah.
I feel like
we am up all hum my struggle.
What you listen?
We all struggle.
What he says is not correct, and that's the problem. The reason we struggle is because we walk in flesh and not in spirit. Takira asked the other day, what does walking in spirit look like? And once you walk in the spirit, you no longer walk in the flesh. That's why we struggle, because we still walk in flesh. Once you walk in spirit, we won't struggle as much. So we have to learn what Tyker said. What does it look like to walk in the spirit so you can deny the flesh?
How do you get there?
Is that how you get to that?
That's when I need our teachers come in.
But
no, you are right. We struggle because we are human. But we have to get past to being human and let the Holy Spirit inside us take the lead.
I feel like that is a kind of excuse of what we
it's
say.
True, but it's an excuse.
No. It's true in a sense, but I feel like it's an excuse. Like, because I used to think like that.
Once you know better, you should know better.
Like, we human, but right, though, what are we called to do?
Our expecting to get dead Hamama expected Hamama to Hoamama Beyama Beyama perfect
you're not meant to be perfect, but you're expected to strive to be the best you can be.
I'm saying that yes, strive.
So if you know that you are walking in flesh, not that you're talking about me too. If we know that we're not giving it our all. It's up to us to say, Lord, take the lead so I can give you my all.
Right. But we're not ready to give him the lead. We still want to be in control.
Correct. And that's why you're going to keep sinning. Oh, keep going from bed to bed, cuss word to cuss word.
So on,
We straddling the fence. Let's call it what it is.
Lifestyle-wise.
Yes, we want the world. We want God and the world.
I can't command the rule.
Oh.
Until you have come to a full place of surrender, like allowing God, like giving it all to God, like
that's step one,
huh?
That's step one, surrender.
That's one, yeah.
One of the ones for sure. Yeah, for sure. I mean, you have anything on this?
I think that walking in the like when you're feeding the flesh and walking in the flesh, you're gonna fail, like regardless. But I feel like even if you aren't walking in the flesh, it's still hard. Mm-hmm. Even if you're succeeding because of God and God's giving you the strength, it's still hard. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's why the term is picking up your cross, because mm-hmm. it's not easy at the end of the day. Because if it was something that was going to be easy, it would be like, roll your cross.
Drag it.
But it's pick up your cross daily. Put on your back and actually like move with it, because it's hard. It's not easy.
Speak your peace, then go to what you might say.
What's the root of disobedience?
Mm. What's the what?
What's the root of
disobedience? Mm-hmm. Pastor.
What, the this part?
Tyker had an answer.
I don't remember no more.
But we all was debating, so it got lost in the sauce.
I don't remember no more. It's okay.
You carry on.
That's a good question.
No, I mean, I can think of disobedience in multiple ways. I think we all have choice. We all have free will, right? So we all have a choice to be obedient and disobedient, right? We have a choice to say, I'm going to do what's right. I can do what's wrong. And as simple as this, it's like literally choosing God or choosing your flesh. It's just simple as that. We make it harder, more complicated than what it is. As you said, I'm human, so I can't always pick God. Why not?
I'm not saying that.
But what you saying?
I'm saying it is that shoot. We are on my bound to make mistakes.
The thing is, though, we ain't saying be perfect. The thing is, we saying give it your all. Stop thinking about I'm gonna mess up. I'm giving God my best that I can give. Right. So stop. Right. We know you're gonna fall short. We human, like you said. But stop saying I'm human and say I'm gonna give my all to you, God. That's all we saying.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
I mean, I think that's just one of the questions that I feel like is stopping all of our growth to a certain extent. I can't speak for everybody, but I will say for me, you know, sometimes there's a choice that I can make is being obedient or be disobedient. And sometimes that choice become harder and harder because the walk of the faith is challenging the flesh daily. So it's like my flesh is weak, And, you know, when you're really weak, you start to grab onto anything to make you feel better. And sometimes disobedience make you feel better at that moment, but really it's suffering your spirit. You know, it's actually choking your spirit. So it's just about, that's just a question I had in mind, because obedience can carry a lot of things.
My bad. Disobedience can feel good to the flesh, man. Your spirit gonna be crying out inside and dying. But when you say it don't feel good, it might feel good to the flesh, but it's really killing you at the end of the day.
Correct.
So which pleasure will you seek?
Well, that's what I said. That's the choice that you make every day. It's a simple choice. It's a yes or no. I'm gonna do it or no, I'm not gonna do it, right? So, yeah, that's one of the things. I mean, That's something I had on my mind. I mean, and then,
I feel like we have to gain an understanding of, and I told Destin this too, we have to understand that God is love and he is our Heavenly Father. And his commands are given as protection. And sin is what separates us from him and ultimately kills us. So if we see sin as what it is, it's death. Mm-hmm. So it's like we have to be honest even in the way that we view sin. Mm-hmm. Because if we're viewing sin as, oh, this is just fun, then we're not even being honest in that. Because it's not fun. It's killing you.
Yeah.
So we just have to be honest in our evaluation of sin and of God's commands. Because it's not just rules. It's protection.
Right. So what is sin?
Is that death?
No, like, what is it?
Like sin?
Yeah, like, what is it? Because not, I'm saying, for the people.
I gotta save the crowd.
I'm playing with them.
But no, but still, it still could be explained. I mean, mine's gonna be 5 seconds. I'll get back to you. I think sin is just basically disobeying God, right? Disobeying God's commands and disobeying God's instructions. Because anytime we do anything counter God, it's sin.
Anything that's against God's will.
Anything.
Ain't gotta be nothing that's bad. It's God said you go left and you went right. I learned that sin. Because growing up, you thought sin was when you do something that's against the Ten Commandments.
Yeah.
But I had to learn growing up that sin, if God said do this and you do that, you sin.
Yeah. Mm. Even in the scripture, it says if you know if something is right and you do the other thing, that's sin to you as well. That counts as sin as you. So that's why I said sin is very simple, but we make it, as you said, we try to kind of candy coat it or try to make it colorful. Like, oh, it's a good thing or it's a bad thing. No, it's not even good or bad. It's death, right? There's no life in, no life in it. So, but what you want to say?
I was actually going to divert, but...
No, please.
That's okay. We can keep... I'll come back to it if we still got more opinions, more thoughts on this.
How you did?
Okay. So,
she got the Bible out, y'all. She ready.
Nah, I was just going to pull up... What's that scripture? All things are, like, permissible, but...
But nah, that's the scripture,
though. I'm fine. Thank you. But I was going to ask, so how do you, like... If I had a bad relationship with my father, how do I come to know him as a father?
That's good. You have any?
Only because you mentioned, once you understand that he's your father.
That's something that in this season I'm learning too, because I'm learning more about grace, you know? Mm. And it's like accepting the grace that he has for me, because I'm so used to feeling unworthy and understanding that I'm unworthy and still accepting the gift of grace is something that I've been learning.
That's good.
So I feel like once we understand how he views us through his word, how much he loves us, and we actually take it for what he's saying and not say, this may apply to them, but it don't apply to me because I'm too bad. You know, because that's something I'll tell myself a lot. Then we start to receive his grace and accept, like, man, like, he calls me his child.
Yeah.
That's what I'm learning.
I think that something else is, like, he's also a friend. So it's like, if you can't, like, really fully understand or, like, know him as a father, he's also a friend, and then you'll get to know the father. Like, it's a personal thing, but obviously, like, it's, they're all one, but I think that knowing him as a friend, too, and, like, speaking to him, having a relationship, communication, and then everything will come once the communication's there, and you're doing what you're supposed to do.
And also understanding that you can't work for his love. Because that's another thing that I try to do. I try to be so good in my own strength.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we can't work for his love. But we work from his love. Mm-hmm. So it's like, we that's can't good. Earn it. But it's there for us.
Hey, that's,
so
that's a word. That is good. Yeah, that's a word.
Send me this.
That's a word that we can pick up.
I remember the song I talked about. You call me your own or something.
Yeah. It says it right here. You know, I just picked up the scripture. I'm gonna let y'all seek out the scriptures for yourself, so I'm not gonna tell you what it is. Yeah, that's how you had to do. And in that hour, Jesus rejoiced in the spirit and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent. I think that's right, prudent. And revealed them to the babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight, all things have been delivered to me by my Father. And no one knows who the Son is except the Father. And who is the Father is except the Son. And the one to whom the Son wills to reveal him. So the main point is this. You see how much credit Jesus is given to the Father, right? He's in this particular passage, this talks about Jesus rejoicing in the Spirit. So it's just about knowing the Father, right? The more that you know the Father, the more that you have that relationship with Him, the more easier it becomes to understand Him and give Him praise and give Him glory and really submit to Him. Because like you said, He's just saying everything that the Father is doing. He ain't saying anything that I'm doing, but He's just saying the things that He is doing. So it's really important to just know the Father for yourself and give Him thanks. I mean, God, of course, give Him thanks in those times. So that's just a little scripture.
Amen. Hey, man, we're going to wrap it up. If anybody got any last thoughts, anything they want to say real quick before I wrap it up, you can say it now.
Y'all pray for Takira.
Yeah, Takira got a headache. I hope y'all enjoyed the podcast today. I want to end with these simple three words. To God be the... Four words. To God be the glory. Amen. Thank you for tuning in. Five words. Hey, five words. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Take the words. I'm trying to find the end button. Boom.